said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station.
585-252-9800. It's There I Said It on PXY Mornings, and it's time to clear
the air.
Let's get right into it. Let's go over to Jen. You guys got something you need to get off your chest. Now would be the time to do it. And Jen says, nobody wants to see pictures of your kids. There I said it. Oh. I'm sick of pretending to be interested in little Bobby who scored a goal in soccer. Oh, yeah.
Tough one.
Sometimes that is really difficult to pretend you're interested in.
Or when they're like, my kid is the cutest. Look how cute my kid is. And then like, you're biased. You are biased.
My kid is a high honor roll student. Those are really great accolades to have. I mean, but if you want to impress us, let's see your kid run faster than a car.
Yeah, right. Mine for today is this. I believe that manual toothbrushes are way better than electric toothbrushes. There, I said it.
That's ridiculous.
I do.
How?
I just... Something about the actual toothbrush electricity in the mouth. Don't love it.
The electricity in the mouth. That's not what it is. It's a vibration. And it's run by battery, okay? Not electricity.
The battery's just seeping in. The battery gel's just seeping in.
You know what? Let's get a dentist in here to compare your mouth to mine. I've been using, I just switched. I've been using Philips Sonicare for over 12 years. Now, for Christmas, I got an Oral-B toothbrush. Because my dentist was like, the heads on Oral-B, they're round. Mm-hmm. It's a better brush. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Interesting. I don't know. I just feel like they get dirtier quicker. A lot of gunk in there. But what do I know? I'm no dentist.
You're not a dentist.
I'm no dental hygienist. So what do I know?
I heard you guys talking about Valentine's Day this morning. Yes, that we were. And out of all the commercial holidays, this is the worst one of them all. There, I said it. It's only celebrated by people who are insecure in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal, who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Baby, let's make love tonight. I'm going to have to disagree with Crystal. Valentine's Day is a day of love. If we're going to spread love throughout the year, it might as well be that day.
Right. Absolutely.
God knows we all could use a little bit of love.
We need
right
a little
now.
Bit of love.
We do.
We do.
Mine for today is stop saying you read if you listen to audiobooks. That's not reading. That's just you listening to someone tell you a story. There, I said it.
Oh, my God.
Huh? You don't read if you listen to audiobooks. That's not the same thing. You're just listening to a podcast.
Some people have reading disabilities like me. Oh. I have to do it. Not you coming after the dyslexic community.
I knew it was coming.
No.
God, you are so manipulative. Stop gaslighting me.
Nope.
All right, let's go over to Rich. What's up, guys? I know this is a hot take, but I think it's true. Hollywood just hasn't been the same since Harvey Weinstein went away. There, I said it. Oh, my God, dude. You had to say it.
Muslim. This person says, I'm so sick of people who drive trucks in the winter acting like they're invincible. They're the problem. There, I said it. This person says, if a man cheats and lies and et cetera, he should have to earn your love back with an act of service. Make him tattoo your name on his you-know-what before you take him back.
Oh, gosh.
It tests his faith, and if he's not willing to hurt as bad as he hurt you, let him go.
What is this?
Really dark.
Yeah.
Really dark.
Who texted that in?
I don't know, but they need to go talk to their therapist.
We need to call the police.
Mimi's here. She said, Von Maur at Eastview Mall has one of the most elegant public ladies' rooms in all of Rochester. There, I said it. Which is true. It's like a spa in there.
Is it? It's that nice, huh?
Very nice. Very, very, very nice. And this person says, look, we all know everything is expensive these days, but the way people spend their money out here is too crazy. No wonder none of us have money. There, I said it.
Like, what do you mean? Go deeper.
Yeah, go deeper.
Why? Because we're all constantly spending our money on crap?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Just like us buying random things or food items? I mean, I will say it once, I'll say it again, say it till I'm blue in the face. The DoorDash prices are absolutely insane, and people who pay them need a lobotomy. There, I said it.
There was one time I got mad at myself for DoorDash, and that was when I bought 6 crumble cookies at 12:30 in the morning because I drank too much, and it was came out to $40. 6 cookies. But damn, they were good. Crumble cookies for the win. Nothing but sugar.
So angry.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Who is this? The Bills played horrible yesterday. They will never beat the Ravens if they played the way they played yesterday. There, I said it. I thought they played pretty good yesterday. It was 31-7.
I love a Bills hater. I know this person who is a Steelers fan, okay? And for whatever reason, they just don't want to support the Bills. And I think a little part of it is because they don't like to do things that other people like to do, which is totally fine.
Or they're peanut butter and jelly.
The Steelers lost on Saturday, which we know.
Yeah.
And then they posted it on their Instagram and like, well, go Denver, I guess. Like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Not you rooting for another losing team.
I love the hate. I love the hate.
It's a lot.
It just fuels everyone around them.
Yeah.
Well, let's go over to Mary. She seems like she's in a great mood today.
Mary.
Let's see what Mary has to say for there. I said it.
Wait, what happened to Gwendolyn? Is she dead?
I think Gwendolyn passed. We have not heard from her. If you have a partner that snores, think twice about saying yes to the ring, because it will 100% ruin the marriage like it did mine. Snoring will always equal divorce. And if it's not divorce, it's sleeping in separate beds in separate rooms of the house. Yuck. There, I said it.
Okay.
She makes somewhat of a good point, because that does happen. You're married with someone for so long. I mean, you're just married to them, and then all of a sudden, it's like a circular saw is running 24/7 at night.
Yeah, talk to my mom.
Yeah, your dad. Seed. Your dad, man. Guy's a grizzly bear.
So, all of us got our nose done. All of us, except for my mom. But my mom, or my dad, my brother, and I all had our septums fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed.
Still snore.
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's horrible. So
they tried so hard to convince me. They're like, we're going to laser out your uvula in the back of your throat, and then we're going to put this long wand with a metal bald tip at the end up your nostril. We're going to crack it in half, break your septum, and it's going to heal itself. It's about a 2-week recovery. It's very painful.
And you're awake for all of it.
But there's a 75% chance that it doesn't work. I'm like, I don't like those numbers, Doc.
I don't love it.
Don't like those odds whatsoever.
Yeah. I still sound like I have stuff up my nose, but I'm also sick right now. These things happen. This person says, I'm not going to lie. I was wondering what happened to Gwendolyn as well. And warning messages.
We got to get Gwendolyn.
Amber alert for Gwendolyn.
Yeah, we got to get that Amber alert going.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
You hear that? That's the sound of the new Tim Hortons pairings calling your name. Whether rushing to the car or grabbing a quick bite on your way to work, Tim's has a breakfast deal designed for your busy life. Choose from a warm small cup of coffee with our savory omelet bites or creamy avocado toast for just $4. Or grab a hearty grilled breakfast wrap with coffee for just $5. A delicious pairing at your convenience to tackle the day. At participating U.S. restaurants, excludes grilled breakfast wrap with beef. Terms apply.
I've literally never been more excited for snow or winter, because I know that this winter is going to be the best winter ever, because the snow is going to be flying at Bristol Mountain. And if this is the year that you are going to commit to learn how to ski or snowboard, I have just the most incredible news for you, because Bristol's beautiful Experience Center is your getaway to have winter fun and so much learning and making sure that you know exactly what you're doing when you hit the mountain, because they have a brand new state-of-the-art covered double surface lift that you go up. It's like a tube. You kind of feel like you're on a Disney ride. It's very fun and very easy to use. And when you go down the bunny hill, Moose, you're not going to fall. You're going to be great.
So they say.
Yeah. But you did so great last year, and I want to take you back this year so we can try out this brand new double surface lift. Absolutely iconic. It's covered, so even when it is snowing, you're not going to get pelted in the face. The entire facility is designed for your convenience and mine as a beginner to make sure that you are ready to go with so, so much confidence. Get all the details you need right now at bristolmountain.com.